Okay, my friend's child is diagnosed with mild dysgraphia, and the school site states that she doesn't believe the son has dyslexia reading disabilities because his reading the GORT is accurate, but he is low average in phonemic awareness, reading comprehension, and reading fluency. Spells phonetically and has low working memory, processing speed. Could this all be due to dysgraphia alone? Average IQ, very high, matrix reasoning as well. Okay, so to answer this question, so the caveat, when I tell you, it's like I said at the beginning, if I try to interpret anyone's scores, I cannot do that with reliability because there are a lot, especially when it comes to testing children, there are so many variables that come in mind with how students answer. And so it's not really a complete default, but I always have to say, that buyer beware. That's the problem with some free advice like this is I could be completely wrong. So that's the big caveat. I would say that it's certainly dysgraphia alone, the low average scores in phonemic awareness would not be due to dysgraphia alone. I mean, dyslexia at least is more complex. Dysgraphia is more limited to writing. So if there's some problems, now there's going to be some variability, if a student didn't have much exposure to the correct sounds or they had ear infections or something like that, that can also contribute to some problems phonetically. The reading fluency issue with low average phonemic awareness, that should raise a question about dyslexia rather than dysgraphia. It might be that professionals reluctant to. Sometimes we do get kids where it's very hard to sort out, so I can't say that would be right or wrong, but I would say that low average scores, phonemic awareness, and reading fluency, sometimes that can be a smoking gun that can tell you're either dealing with mild dyslexia or some people call it dyslexia trait. There's dyslexia in the family, and so you've got a little bit of it, but it doesn't really affect so it's not like severe dyslexia. Now, you also say that there's is it low average reading comprehension? I mean, if you're dysgraphic, you shouldn't have any effect on reading comprehension. So, I mean, it just depends, right? I think in this situation, I think the question seems reasonable that it's possible there's some mild dyslexia going on. There's some people who would say, well, it doesn't matter anyway because we're giving reading support to kids who are in this low average range, and it doesn't mean that they need intensive phonemic intervention. At the same time, if your mom or if you're, if there are things that you want to do to kind of tweak them up, he's obviously very high in matrix reasoning. If you feel like the student really wants to be reading more and what they're getting in the classroom isn't enough, then that's a situation where you can certainly supplement and you can try multisensory approaches to see whether that might actually